You ready for Patriots training camp, Keith?
I am ready. Let's get to the Pats.
What do we got? I think I'm kind of done with this baseball.
I think the Red Sox are ready for Pats camp. I'll tell you that much. Like, do they have a game soon? Can we please get the attention off of? So this is what's happened. Over the last few years, when the Red Sox have kind of scuffled or played 500 baseball, first of all, they didn't have the expectations of this team. But
no.
You did have long Celtics playoff runs or even Bruins occasionally, right? So we would be distracted. So we wouldn't even really dive in full go into the mess that the baseball team was until later on in the summer. But now it's like, all right, the Celtics have been done for a while. The Bruins have been done even longer than that. So we're watching these games against the Orioles and the Brewers and be like, what is wrong with you guys?
And who could possibly like what they're seeing with this team?
Can't do it.
You know, the weekend as it goes, they win a couple of games early against Baltimore.
They had to fight the rain, too. I mean, that was true. That was annoying as hell.
That is a good point.
Doubleheader tomorrow. Nope, doubleheader tomorrow.
No. Just kidding.
Tomorrow. That was lame.
So they can't score any runs. They lose two straight to Baltimore. Then they lose on Memorial Day yesterday against Milwaukee.
Suck right now.
They do suck. Rob Ref Snyder,
well,
not wrong about that.
No, Ref Snyder's
voice of the
it.
People there from Ref Snyder. But, you know, you have the Bregman injury mixed in there. You have the Meyer call-up, which should get people excited.
It's our guy.
You still have Roman Anthony rotting away in AAA.
Best minor leaguer in the business. Can't break through.
And you add it all up, and the team is just right where it's been. Just about all along. Two games below 500 and wildly frustrating. And that's now your 2025 Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, they don't do anything particularly great. And like all 500 teams in baseball, it's they'll go on a run where they hit a little bit and they can't pitch. Then they'll go on a run where they can pitch a little bit, but they can't hit. They'll go on a run where the starters are okay, but the bullpen isn't. And then that'll flip and they just can't get anything going together. I think there's still plenty of blame to toss around on Alex Cora, right? Just sort of the way he's managed this whole thing. But then you have a lot of guys top to bottom in the lineup, with the exception of, really, Rafael Devers after the first series. Devers has been able to hit. Now, bad teammate, won't play first, won't do all that stuff, but he's hitting the cover off it, so he'll take it.
Won't play third, which he wanted to play initially.
Like, right.
He's
just a DH.
That's all. Don't even ask him.
But so, like, your best player is that, and even he, there's, like, a cloud around him. Alex Bregman was really good. Now he's hurt, so you're adding, like, another injury to it. And then a bunch of guys are having bad years. Then your rotation is Crochet, but you could question whether or not Cora is even putting him in the best spot to succeed. Also, the team's not scoring a lot of runs for him, so that's a tough combination. And then the other guys in the rotation have either gotten hurt or just aren't pitching up to expectation, or are guys that are so far down the depth chart that you're just not expecting a lot out of. So I guess you add all that up, two games under 500.
Let's just stick with the Crochet thing for a minute. Okay. Not that it's like a major nit to pick, but he throws 108 pitches yesterday.
Yeah.
They didn't use him on a day where they had nobody in the bullpen. They had a quick hook. And then he goes right back out and throws, was it a season high? It was close if it wasn't a season high.
No, 110's high, but so really close to the season
high. And, you know, he didn't get his last batter. They had to relieve him before he finished off the seventh inning. But he was right there up against a season high when just the start before, they're pulling him out in a tie game with nobody in the bullpen, which ultimately lost them the game to protect him long term. Like, the messaging is all over the place. Crochet, I think, is the face of that right now.
Yeah.
Never mind the Rafael Devers conundrum. And you have the Red Sox really struggling right now. So how concerned should we be about this baseball team? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. As Keith said, there's no Celtics playoff games to watch. There's no Bruins deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Maybe you're watching Marchand. Maybe not. Patriots haven't fully started up yet. So we're all locked in on the Red Sox. And the team is frustrating. It might be.
Feels it.
It really very well could
be. It's a long season, guys. Buckle up.
So again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your thoughts there. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Now, a lot of Red Sox on the show today.
Sure.
Not all Red Sox, though. We'll talk Patriots with Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. We have Tier Tuesday at 11:30. We're going to tear off some cookout foods.
Cookout foods. Hell yeah.
Imagine a lot of you were at some cookouts yesterday.
Yeah.
On Memorial Day, enjoying the day. So we'll do that. Plus a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Oh, yeah. And even though the season isn't trending in a great direction, you'll still have an opportunity to see the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd. Four opportunities to do that here on a 2 for Tuesday on Jones and Keith.
It's America's oldest ballpark. Just enjoy the day. Hopefully you get a nice weather day. You know, don't worry about the product on the field.
Don't worry
just
about
go
the game.
Have yourself a day. The tickets are free.
You go there.
Yeah. Have fun.
You sit in what should be some nice weather. We're getting nicer weather this week, thank God.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, just enjoy the ballpark.
Enjoy your day and or night. I'm not sure which at the ballpark.
How concerned should we be? Because before anybody says it's early, we're almost to June. We're basically a third of the way done the year.
Our concern meter goes to 100, so I'd probably be like 79, right? I think it kind of has to be pretty significant because the lineup without Bregman, even the lineup with Bregman, kind of sucks. It almost feels like it happened overnight. So they post the lineup yesterday before the game, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the hell happened? And so you know Tristan Casas is out for the year, right? And he sucked when he was there, but at least going into the year, the ideal lineup had him in it. And, you know, Craig Breslow's telling us he's going to have 40 bombs, 110 RBI. So he's out. You're like, all right, whatever. So then you really go to like a minor league first baseman. Now Alex Bregman's out. And you at least call up Marcelo Meyer. So I'm like, all right, I like that.
I do like that.
But I like the idea of Meyer in addition to Bregman, in place of Bregman.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It took a Bregman injury to get Marcelo Meyer up to the big leagues when your team can't hit. Yeah. You have opportunities to plug him into the lineup left and right.
So you look at this lineup, right? And Duran's kind of coming around a little bit. That was the guy that I was on. And we both said he can turn around. He was off his pace from a year ago on, you know, every category, you know, home runs, batting average, OPS, all of it. But he had the four-hit game over the weekend. He had a couple hits yesterday. So you have Duran, Devers. All right, great. Two real baseball players. I like Carlos Narvaez as much as the next guy. You know me. I'm pitching for him to get on the All-Star team.
Is he third yesterday?
He's batting third.
Not even cleanup.
No, he's batting third.
Third.
Well, then,
so then Christian Campbell, who I know he's one of the big three prospects, he's like 0 for his last 100, and they're like, let's play him.
No, that story.
Well, I'll get to him. Nick, I'll get to him.
The two of them.
Christian Campbell is like 0 for the world. They're moving him up and down the lineup. They're moving him from second base to the outfield. They're working him out
Make
at first
sure
base.
Make sure you practice at first base. He's just doing to really screw him up.
So they're like trying to break him. They're like, I think we can break him. Like, I think you don't think we can break Christian Campbell? Of course we can. We're going to move him all around, put pressure on first base.
Let's and then, ruin one of our top prospects two months into the year.
You don't think we can? You don't think we can ruin Christian Campbell? Watch this. He's 0-for. The guy's confidence needs to be in the toilet. Like, hit him clean up. Put him clean up. He'll think that's hilarious. So they put him clean up. He can't hit. Willy Abreu is cooled off since his hot start to the year. Trevor Story is the worst hitter in baseball. That's not hyperbole. That's not recency bias, Rich. That is the worst. He's the worst hitter in baseball.
Is that? Do you have a stat to back that up? Or that's?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, is there?
Well, eye test for one.
Eye test for sure. He's the worst. I'll go with you on it. I just didn't know if you had a metric there.
Well, they did have a bunch of different stats that were going around even before this weekend series, like where he ranks in OPS of like qualified guys and things like that, and it was in the toilet.
Not
like,
well.
He's so bad. He is an automatic out. His OPS is under 600. Now, again, OPS is on base plus slugging. Some guys slug 600.
Mm-hmm.
He is under 600 when you add the two of those statistics together. So on ESPN, they do like if you click on the player, it tells you where they rank in these categories.
Oh, great.
So he's tied for 142nd average at 222. For the OPS, all it says is 150 plus. They don't even give you the specific number.
After
deep,
150,
deep.
We don't even rank him anymore.
Deep. So he's useless. Like Trevor Story is beyond useless. And then I'm not going to pile on Abraham Toro and David Hamilton, because they shouldn't even be in the lineup, but those guys are also in your lineup. Plus Raffaello, who's really just a glove. He's a glove.
And yet, Roman Anthony can't get ticketed to the big
league. So Roman Anthony is the best prospect in all of baseball. Not just the Red Sox system. That would even still be a conversation. But the whole Major League Baseball, best prospect. And you're like, all right, well, what's keeping him in the minors? Oh, the team must be really good. The team must be really healthy. Like, what? Why is he not with the club?
They must not be playing David Hamilton and Abraham Toro and all these guys. Wrong.
Christian Campbell, we're playing everywhere, including center field. So you can't stick Roman Anthony out in the outfield?
Nope. Not this team.
Atlanta.
Not this team. I wanted to play Bregman. We'll do that in a moment. But, Nick, let me. Rob Refsnyder was so good after the game. It's not even funny. And we played you a little sample of it earlier, but what's wrong with the Red Sox? I think Rob Refsnyder summed it up pretty well.
Promise of kind of like a blueprint for what you guys need to be doing.
We're still lost. I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care about promise, and I just we lost. It's frustrating. tired of losing, close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line.
Yeah, particularly, you know, when Garrett is throwing like that, you know, does that amplify the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. We feel like every time he goes on the mound, it's a great thing for us. Such a competitor. Everyone loves him. It's just disappointing that we can't come through for him. Yeah, we just got to figure out. Like you said, there's some good at-bats here and there, and then, you know, but we're just not getting the job done. It's not for lack of effort or, you know, work ethic, game planning. It's just, you know, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
What?
I like how he's just like talking about Garrett. He's like, yeah, we just suck right now.
Is this like the blueprint? Yeah. Dude.
And by the way, and this is kind of
he's
my
exhausted.
Instinct, when I first heard these comments last night, I'm like, it's just Rob Refsnyder. Like, whatever. They're so good and they're so accurate. And it's an 11-year big leaguer.
So, oh, Refsnyder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 34 years old. And I don't know. He's a guy who's actually, I think, showing up and doing his job when asked. Like, he's one of the few guys actually. He's hitting .314.
By the way, he
981 OPS.
Yeah, he is slugging over 600. So his slugging is higher than Story's OPS.
So, like, he's one of the guys doing his job. Yeah. He's, you know, one of the veterans on the team, 10-plus years in the bigs, 34 years old. I just think that should carry some weight. And he's like, I'm tired of this crap. We suck. And not that he's offering many solutions there. I don't have many solutions for this team other than call up Meyer, which they did, call up Anthony, which they did, but it's offset by Bregman getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because I wanted them to do that, as you said, Keith, in addition to Bregman's bat. I wanted those bats in there with Bregman. And now Bregman's out for, it sounds like,
oh my God,
9 or 10 weeks?
Yeesh.
So like the one guy.
And these timetables with the Red Sox is never one to work to look at.
No.
I would go longer.
And he's had a history with this. In 2021, he missed 10 weeks with a similar injury. He says it's the exact same thing. He's on the IL. He's out for the foreseeable future. He's one of the few reliable guys you've had. Devers with the bat has been red hot.
Yeah, right.
But Bregman's been hot from day one. He's out there in the field. It was a rough start to the beginning of the year, but he's out there in the field every day. And now you got to replace that on top of a team that's been terrible with him all year. So, yeah, it doesn't feel like a good spot for this baseball team to be in whatsoever.
No.
We suck right now.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Seriously. I get it. Yeah, Refsnyder, it would be a really useful player on, like, a good team. Like, a guy that comes in and hits lefties. Yeah. Like, in 07 when they got Bobby Kilty. Like a guy that
great reference.
Just crushes lefties.
Come on in and smack around some lefties,
and
Bobby
now you're
Kilty.
Like,
yeah.
Actually, we kind of need you.
Yeah.
Every night, we're probably going to kind of lean on you a little bit. But, and the injuries can't even be the full-on excuse, right? Because this team was sinking before the Bregman injury. It's like being like, well, the Celtics lost because of Tatum.
Bingo.
Like, nah, they were down 3-1.
They were losing to the Knicks with or without Tatum. This team sucks with or without Bregman.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, Bregman was doing the best he could to make them look a little bit more legitimate. But even with Bregman for the whole season, they were .500. A couple games up, a couple games down. But they were scuffling. He just happened to be like one of the few bright spots. He looked like an all-star on a team that was bad. But now you remove him from the equation, and now it feels like at the beginning of the year, the idea of Campbell, Meyer, and Anthony seemed like, wow, you get to take the three of the best prospects in baseball, put them in on a team that's already good. They can hit 7, 8, 9 in the order for all we care because you're not going to have to rely on them. Now, not only do you need to rely on them, they basically need to save the season.
They can't even believe it.
Like, Meyer, so Campbell, whatever, he's been up here all year, and now he's scuffling. But, like, Meyer and Anthony, whenever the hell he gets here, need to save the season.
With Bregman out, they might be, like, 4-5-6
in
your lineup.
Might, for sure.
Or 3-4-5.
They should be 3-4-5.
They should probably be 3-4-5 if Devers hitting 2, yeah.
The Blue Sox? No. The Red Sox. They need to be up here now, or this thing's going to slip away.
So what do they do? What do they do to replace Bregman? Like, what do they even do?
Well, Meyer.
Is that it?
Meyer's your third baseman right now, but they need to really consider kicking Trevor Story off the team. He stinks. He's such an automatic out, or at least move him to second and be like, dude, you got to play second base. Campbell's going to play first, and Meyer can play his position
at
third.
Short.
I'm sorry, at short. What do you do at third? I know you're going to say Rafael Devers,
well,
but it ain't going to be him.
But shouldn't Devers want to do that? He never wanted to move in the first place. Like, shouldn't he be like...
No, now he's locked in a DH.
Shouldn't he be shoving people out of the way to go play third base? Shouldn't he be like, no, that's my spot. I want that back. I never wanted to move in the first place. Give me that spot.
He should, but he's not going to.
He didn't want to do first base, okay?
He had to learn a new position, Jones.
He didn't want to do first base, which I disagreed with, but okay, he doesn't want to embarrass himself is the excuse we got, and they told him he didn't want a glove.
But he embarrassed himself in third for years.
Okay, and I don't think he's a good third baseman. But he should still be volunteering to go out there and help the team
at
third base.
He's not gonna.
He should be shoving people out of the way.
No way.
He
should he's looking the other way. He's like,
he should be flying from Milwaukee to go meet with John Henry to be like, give me the job. I want the third base
Cora
job.
Cora addressed the team. He's like, all right, guys, I got some bad news. Bregman is going to be out for a long time. And then Devers just like put a newspaper up over his face.
He's Homer. Like, Homer Simpson his way out of the room.
All of a sudden, the big shrubbery.
Everybody's like kind of looking at him.
Does anybody know how to play third base? Anybody at all? Just a volunteer for third base. Where'd Rafael go?
Not me.
Rafael just left.
The guy's crying about playing third base in spring training.
He's DH now.
He
does hitting.
He left in a huff from spring training. He's like, I'm out of here. I can't believe they won't let me play third base. Now third base is wide open. He's like, I'm good.
Nah, I'm a good DH now.
What a team.
He's an all-star DH.
What a baseball team.
They stink.
Text line's right. Isn't this the team you guys had winning the division?
Yes.
No, wrong. I had them in the World Series.
I had them winning it.
Yeah, not far enough. Not even close. No, I had them way better than this.
Yeah.
So what the hell's wrong with this team?
This is a mess.
You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. What do you do with Rafael Devers? How do you replace Alex Bregman? What is wrong with this baseball team? It's a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran at High Noon. It's a Tier Tuesday. Cookout Foods at 11:30 plus the Key for Madness at 12:45. Oh, and by the way, fun baseball team. If you want tickets to go see them,
I bet you do.
On a 2 for Tuesday, Red Sox and Angels. You'll have your first opportunity here today on Jones and Key.
I like what I was saying, but just given the way you had been hitting in the start of the season, it's particularly frustrating to kind of have this hit right now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I love that. It's Alex Bregman, just devastated.
That sucks.
And you hear it there. You hear it in his voice. Yeah. Devastation. Like, he's so down. He's like, here we go again. Like, this sucks. And then I just picture Cora going to Rafael Devers.
He's not.
If he could even bother doing it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Chances he asked Devers to play
but
third.
But, like, that's, zero. That's Bregman. Yeah. Bregman is just down in the dumps. He's like, I can't believe this is happening again. I'm having a great year. Maybe even in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm having such a good year, I could opt out of this crap hole at the end of the year with how good I've been. And then he's just in such a mood, and then Devers can't be bothered to move off of DH. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Cora said Bregman was the perfect player. He's like, he's perfect. He's like, there's nothing I would change about him. I mean, other than, I guess, his quad.
Yeah, I'd change his quads.
He wants stronger quads.
Well, I'd fortify his quads, I think, is what I would do.
Just tape those up.
But short of that, I bet Bregman's devastated because he's like, man, I was trending to just opt out of this place.
He was having an awesome year.
Never be back again. 1 year in Boston. I'll Adrian Beltre my way right out of here.
So silver lining, he's back next year, I guess. He's probably, that's a lot of money. That's a ton of guaranteed money.
I mean, I guess at this point, the silver lining is the Red Sox stink. Bregman's out for 10 weeks or whatever it's going to be. But at least now he's probably stuck and has to opt back in. All right. If you want to spin it that way, we certainly can. I will get to your thoughts on Rafael Devers. Text line all over us for being bullish on the Red Sox before the year.
Well, people can change.
So we'll get to that. But not only is it a Tommy Tuesday.
No.
A Tier Tuesday.
That's right.
It's also a 2 for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word to David in the other room.
All right, David.
And you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. It's the final 2 for Tuesday of the year here on WEEI. 3 more chances to win on Jones and Keefe. You'll have your opportunities on WEEI afternoons as well. Good luck there. You don't even think Cora asked Devers? I'm sure he didn't.
No way. He didn't ask him to play first. Breslow.
On this one, he shouldn't have to ask. Devers should be volunteering to go back to third.
I think he knew. Well, sure. but
you know what I mean?
That's like, not happening.
No one should have to ask him on this
one. Yeah, but like, it's not happening. But I agree with you.
First base, we disagree on.
Yeah, but I understand what I understand your point that like, hey, we're in a grind here. Everyone's playing out of position. Do you think you could try this? Like you, as much as we clown on him, you were a major league third baseman.
Right.
This isn't like taking some guy like slow pitch softball and be like, hey, we need you in the field now.
And I acknowledge Devers might be terrible at first.
He probably would.
He's not very good at third.
Correct.
But I think he's better than, I don't know, maybe Marcelo Meyer you'd rather have at third than second base. I want Meyer in the lineup either way, but Devers should be offering. Like, hey, if you need me, I can go do it. And
well, no, now you're getting sort of toward that territory because you lost both hot corners, right? You lost Casas for the year and Bregman for an extended period of time. So that does start to change the equation. Because for me, I was like, all right, you convinced Devers to be a DH. He's actually doing a good job at DH. Leave him there. Like, if, you know, trying to think back to some of the teams, like if Kevin Youkilis or like one of these first basemen on the Red Sox went down, could David Ortiz do it for the rest of the year? Yeah, he could, but I probably wouldn't even really go there. I'd be like, we'll figure this out. Like, you are a great DH. I don't need to, you know, mess you up and everything else. But that's because he was year in and year out a DH, unless they were in the World Series or Interleague. Like, he was always a DH. Devers, this is his first year doing that. And if you're going to be shuffling people around, you don't really have a first baseman. Right now, you don't even really have a third baseman. Meyer will do it because he's a great teammate, just wants to be in the majors. But he's a shortstop, so you're bumping him over a spot. So now when you have two vacancies like this, they should probably at least gauge the temperature there.
I thought this is what he wanted. He never wanted to leave third base in the first place.
He didn't want to be asked to leave, though. Right? So it's like, hey, we need you back at third. He's like, yeah, but I wasn't your first choice.
Okay. I mean, I can't be on Devers' side. I know he's mashing. I really vehemently disagree with the crowd. We're like, don't mess with him. He's hitting. Don't mess with him.
Yeah. Well, they're messing with Campbell nonstop. Although maybe that's the argument against.
Yeah. I mean, you're messing with Campbell. You're messing with Meyer. Who knows? I mean, you're messing with Roman Anthony, leaving him in Worcester right now. So you can mess with this guy. You can move him around. And really, you shouldn't even have to ask him. He should be volunteering. But of course, he's not.
No.
617-779-7937. By the way, I got an email about this, Keith.
Ooh, brag.
Big time brag. Devers now without Bregman, he's already trending for the most walks. You mentioned Youkilis's name, which is what sparked this in my head.
Mm-hmm.
He's trending for the most walks for a Red Sox since Kevin Youkilis in like 2010.
Wow.
I don't have the email in front of me, but he's walking a crap ton.
A lot of walks. Three more yesterday.
Well, and they put him on. The Orioles were idiots by pitching to him over the weekend.
Yeah.
The Brewers
yeah.
were smart to put him on base yesterday, mm-hmm. especially because they only had to pitch to Connor Wong.
You don't think Narvaez and Wong are good protection?
You mean the guy that has zero RBI through the season so far?
I don't think he has an extra base hit. I think I saw Carrabba's tweeting about it.
No extra base hit, no RBI.
Who, Wong?
Yeah, Wong.
Yeah. He's 7-48.
Excellent.
On the season.
So, but the point is, Devers, there's no lineup protection, so teams are now just completely pitching around him.
Yeah.
And
that's why you need the golden bat rule.
That's
where he can protect himself.
That's where it's trending. And so, the Red Sox have a lot of problems. You guys can discuss at 617-779-7937. Let's start it off today with our good pal JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
The mongoose and the vulture. You might need the dump bump and ready because I'm fuming.
Oh, boy.
Jones, can we get some homemade cupcakes for Cora the Explorer?
I'll see what
that's
my wife
his
is
new
doing,
nickname because
yeah.
he's exploring
Cora
everywhere except where they should be. A Little League coach could do a better job. I'm fuming. And you know what gets me the angriest? Crochet's going to win the Cy Young Award like King Felix with a losing record and an under 2 ERA, and we can't get this guy wins. The moves make no sense at all. Here's what it should be. Devers, third base, Story, goodbye. You're at the bench. Bring up Roman. Just do it. Who's controlling who here? It just angers me that we've got a Cy Young Award winner that could win us more games and we should have three or four more wins easy with simple moves. You pinch run for your only guy that can hit. It makes no sense. I'm just fuming.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
I really didn't in real time have an issue with pinch running for Narvaez yesterday.
Yeah.
It didn't work, but no. I didn't have a huge issue with that. He seems to have a huge issue. In general, Cora's had a terrible year. That wouldn't be towards the top of my list. Who do you blame for Anthony being in AAA? I heard Curtis saying this morning Cora's part of who he blames, which
I like blaming Cora for stuff this year, but I don't know about that one. That seems higher than even him.
That's higher than Breslau. I think that's ownership.
So I'm legit confused, though, by it at this point. So Campbell starts the year with the club. We wondered, all right, is that, you know, he also signs the contract extension. It's very much tied to money. Also, maybe more of an obvious need at second than there was an obvious need in the outfield, at least to begin the year, or even short and third where Meyer's playing now. But, like, Campbell's been up here all year. Meyer's up here now, and it looks like to stay. Roman Anthony's supposed to be the best out of all of them. Your team sucks, and you have a bunch of guys hurt. You don't have any room for them.
Nope.
You're already moving people around to different positions all over the place anyway. We need more David Hamilton and Abraham Toro at bats, or we could find a way to get Roman Anthony, who Worcester just keeps tweeting out clips of him socking balls into the bleachers.
Well, and he's
to the point where the tweets are like, please don't take him from us.
Yeah, yeah, like we'll take him. Like, it's the best at bat in the state right now.
And he's paying attention to what Meyer's doing in the big leagues, like tweeting about that and posting that on Instagram. Supportive.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, he's like,
get him up there.
When the hell's my turn?
I don't know.
So
JP's point about Garrett Crochet, too. The last five starts, he has given up seven total earned runs. So, like, an ERA of, like, 2. And the team is 1-4 in those games.
Nice.
1-4. So they're 8. When he takes the mound for the season, his ERA is just barely over 2. They're 6-6 in his 12 starts.
And I would say most of that's not his fault. Most of that
almost,
is the,
almost
the
none
complete
of it.
Yeah, what did he have? One blow up start?
It's
there?
It's either.
There's a game you guys were at against Seattle.
Seattle game was his worst game.
Yeah.
And even that one, they only scored as a team 3 runs. But you're like, whatever, he didn't pitch well. He didn't pitch well enough to win that game. But all the other games, they either Cora takes him out early or they don't score runs for him.
Well, so that to me remains high on my list. Cora's handling of Crochet in his last start, not yesterday. Yesterday let him throw 108. Yesterday he's good to throw 108. You have no bullpen the game before. He's cruising, and you pull him out in the sixth inning. One away in the sixth inning.
Doesn't
five
make
and a
lot
third.
Of sense.
Makes no sense. Tommy's in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Jones? What's up, Keith?
Hey.
This is what I got to say. It's time to bring up Roman Anthony. It's time to move on from Trevor Story, sit him down on that bench, and bring up Roman Anthony, move Marcel Meyer to his position, because look at Story's numbers, guys.
Terrible.
Look at his numbers. Mm-hmm. So terrible. It's so terrible. He has Bobby Dalbec numbers. You remember his numbers, right?
Yes,
yeah. I do.
We can laugh at this, Jones. And Cora's way over his head. What is he doing to this baseball team? He should be... Yeah, I think they should move on from him. What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing, Tommy. Great call.
It's a tough go, for sure. Trevor Story, I think, deserves to be kind of looked at here. So the month of May, good sample. We're almost done. Memorial Day yesterday, so we're almost through the month. He is hitting .163. His OPS this month is .424.
Ooh, nice.
He has two
on base percentages that much.
Correct. He has 2 extra base hits in the entire month.
Great.
Not great, Bob.
Well, 13 of 80.
At least he doesn't strike out a ton.
Nope, that'd be 28 strikeouts in 80 at bats. He's useless. And he's not even that great in the field anymore. That was the other thing. We were on the pregame with Joe Weil last week. And maybe we will bleed tomorrow as well as another day game.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah. No doubt. He was even pointing out like some of the defensive metrics on Story. Like, those aren't even great. No. You can't even hang your hat on that. Like, at least Rafaela sort of justifies himself being in the lineup for now. He'll make a sick catch here and there. And he'll rob a double. Story is playing average to below average shortstop, and nobody's hitting worse. So why are we still trotting this guy out when you have Meyer? Now, I know this maybe complicates things and or gives him a longer leash because Bregman's down. If Bregman was down, it was a no-brainer. Just get Meyer there, take a spot. Well, now maybe they both have to play. But if it somehow, some way, with all the different hot potato positions, if that guy's keeping Roman Anthony in Worcester, that's insane.
Yeah, it is. Our buddy Matt on Twitter, at JonesWEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. I'm with Keith on Trevor's story. He's 154th out of 166 in offensive WAR in baseball.
Incredible.
Not even factoring in his defense.
Incredible.
One of the worst hitters in baseball.
Yeah.
As Tommy and Lynn says, he's basically Bobby Dalbec.
It's true.
He's basically Bobby Dalbec.
Did you see that report on the, well, it was on Twitter, so it could be fake, but the report was before the White Sox DFA'd Dalbec, they asked the Red Sox, do you have any interest?
No.
Like, no.
They're like, no.
We're all set. Thank you.
We have Trevor Story. We're good.
We got a guy.
617-779-7937. Tier Tuesday comes your way 1 hour from now. We're going to tier off Cookout Foods. Lottie, I imagine, at Cookouts yesterday on Memorial Day. You'll have another chance to win tickets to the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd. at Fenway Park, part of a 2 for Tuesday. We'll talk some Pats with Tommy Curran at High Noon as well on a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to Roman Anthony. What's keeping him in AAA? Why is he still down in Worcester, and when are we going to see him? We'll get to it next.
It was awesome. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. I actually just got done texting my friends and parents about that moment, so it's definitely something I remember for the rest of my life.
Marcelo Meyer making his debut over the weekend. What'd you think, Keith? We got three games,
yeah,
three hits, double, bunch of strikeouts, an error. What'd you think of Marcelo Meyer?
A little bit of everything, right? With Meyer, obviously a lot of excitement. This was a guy that thought he should have made the team right out of camp. I think it was Bradford even that said he might have been the best player they had in camp. Like, so he felt like he should be there, but had a good attitude about it, said he'd play any position. They moved him around a whole bunch of positions. It seemed like he was getting ready to go for second base, and then the Bregman injury happens, and now it's like, all right, forget about those second base starts. Now you got to jump over to third. You know, he did look like a rookie or a prospect in the first game.
I mean, that was like, he got called up in between games. He was getting ready to play at Worcester. Like, that admittedly was a tough spot to come in. Not to let our guy off the hook.
Couldn't find his keys.
You seen this?
Yeah.
Couldn't find his keys.
We've all been there.
They have missed. Okay.
You got to get a big giant key ring.
Had been missing for weeks. He had been missing his car keys for weeks. And then he just magically happened to find them?
Well,
that's strange.
God works in mysterious ways.
He does. I wonder if he was just
messing with him,
pulling our chain on this story.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like,
Seeing some big league pitching. And
I don't
like,
want to give him too much.
Crazy day.
I don't want to give him too much of an excuse, but that was a wild day, yeah. Right? Where it's just like, it's a doubleheader. It's short notice. You're called up. You get no chance to scout the opposing pitcher. You're in there.
Yep.
Then he gets two hits on Sunday and another hit yesterday. So, look, he also contributed to a little league home run in one of the games over the weekend where he's chucking it all over the yard. But I don't know. I'm happy he's here. I wish he was here sooner. I think it's very unfortunate. The only reason he's here is the injury to Alex Bregman. But at least he's up here, and now let's see what he can do, because he's been one of the top prospects in baseball now for years.
Yeah, and I think he'll probably settle in, too. Like, what's all right, now you're here. You can take a breath. You got to wrap your head around what position you're going to play, because that was obviously up in the air and everything else. He has as many doubles over the weekend as Trevor Story has this month, so there's that.
I think
he's like chasing down like his hits, too. Like, it's close, but no, I'm looking forward to it. And it's all going to be about, you know, sustainability, too, because Christian Campbell looked really good early.
True.
He looked great early.
True.
And then they kind of sniffed him out, and now he's in a massive funk. But, no, I mean, all these guys, I wanted them all, even when the expectations were really high with the team, I wanted them all at the major league level and all of them playing. I thought there'd be room for all these guys. And for whatever reasons, there was only room for Campbell to start the year. But now that Meyer's here, I'd expect him to be on the club. Like, that's sort of my expectation now is, even if Bregman comes back on the early end of the timetable, all right, Meyer's still established enough where, all right, bump him over to short or,
right,
you know, whatever, first,
right,
second, something.
Make a call with
Trevor
Story.
Team.
Yeah,
he's on the team and he's playing. And it also, just like, as a fan, the entertainment value of the team, it's really taken a nosedive. And this guy gives you a fun at bat to listen to.
Look,
to watch when he's up.
It was very fleeting. But the ovation, he was just talking about it. The ovation was, that was a fun moment,
yeah,
right? Like, it's
that's
like,
cool.
You could tell the fans were excited for it. It went away quick. They've lost three in a row since. The wheels are falling off with this team.
Yeah, he has not won a game yet.
But that, you could tell the anticipation level for the fans, which there hasn't been a lot of that this year.
Oh, apparently he didn't find his car keys.
No.
We're
so,
being told.
So I thought they updated this on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, apparently he found him in the coat pocket when they got to Milwaukee.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, we interviewed this
Dude,
guy.
You gotta check your coat pocket. That's like one of the places that they always are.
Keith Bragg, but we interviewed this guy.
Yeah,
we
sure.
We're kind of best friends with Marcelo.
I think we're good friends.
Is basically how it works.
I've told him all my secrets.
Look, he was willing to open up to us about ghost encounters,
that's
aliens,
true,
and things like this. I wonder if he's just getting a good chuckle out of pretending he lost his car keys and then magically finding them in Milwaukee of all places.
He's messing with us.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a prankster.
I mean, we know Marcelo more than
we
most.
We do. That's true.
And
not
so,
everybody gets it like we do.
So that makes sense to me.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Yeah. Where do you end up finding your keys more often than not when you lose them?
So let me tell
I
you.
Would say like yesterday's jacket or sweatshirt.
I would say that's
usually
like
yet.
A famous go-to. No, if I can't find them, I'm really in trouble. I pretty much put my keys in the same like three places in life.
Got it.
It's like on our coffee table.
Okay.
It's on my dresser, or it's like right here next to me at work. Other than that, I don't even think I take them out of my pocket like ever. So I if they're missing, they're like really missing.
What's obnoxious is my wife's key. She always puts them in like her purse. And so if I need to like open up her car to get something, it's a mess. There's 1,000 things in her purse. I can never find them.
Yeah.
But it's one of those cars that if you're close enough, it'll open. She's like, just take the whole purse out there. So I'm like out in the driveway with the purse, like trying to get the over the car. I'm like, just put your keys somewhere. Put them in one spot. I do the same thing. As soon as I get home, I put them in the one spot so I'm not running up and down in the morning looking for them.
Here's what you need. You need I got my wife's key fob on the ring. So I just have her.
Oh, you have both.
Yeah.
Sick,
that is nice.
You know. You're living like the Jones family, living
That's
large.
Pretty good. Two fobs?
Double the fobs.
That's going to weigh you down, though, in the pocket.
It does.
Like 50 extra
bucks. Dude, double fob?
Yeah.
They
don't jingle very loudly when we do the keys.
I used to have the giant set of keys. Well, I still do when it's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
But I used to have, that's sort of how they organically came up, is because I had such a giant set of keys, right? And I don't even know what they were for. Yeah. It was like house, car, I'm sure like my parents' house, my grandparents' house. Like I had a million keys.
The shed from my first home when I was growing up.
Where I keep the bodies. I mean, where I put all the evidence. Yeah. So I ended up going, now I just have fob and house key. That's
nice.
It's lightweight.
That's good. That's easy to lose, though.
If I needed to sprint out of here, I could.
It's easy to lose, though.
It is easy to lose.
It's dangerous. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I
got two things. The first thing, I just want to say, regardless of the Bregman injury, I think he's going to opt out. And he's probably going to end up on the Yankees or the Dodgers anyway. And my second thing, guys, which annoys the crap out of me now in Major League Baseball, no matter what broadcast I'm watching, why do you feel the need to tell me the batter's bat swing, the trajectory of the ball, and how fast it came off the friggin' bat? I really don't care.
It's exit velo. People love it now.
Why do they say velo?
Short for velocity.
Yeah, why isn't it?
Well, kind of busy.
What's the word? The word's velocity.
Velo.
Why do we say velo? That annoys me.
I think it looks like velo. Maybe you think looks like velo.
Yeah, but
it would be two L's in velo.
But the word is velocity.
Yeah,
so
but
we
the word changes
velo.
When you take the back half
I don't
of
like
it
that.
Off. It changes.
You know what?
That's what your problem.
That's what annoys me, Mark.
That's too many stats.
They got a stupid name for it.
I get it. People don't like the stats. There's a lot of stats. You just gotta kind of look the other way. You know what threw me off?
Tell me how fast the pitcher throws it. I don't want to know how fast he throws it.
Yeah, less information.
I don't like it.
I don't want to know how many outs there are. I like to just enjoy the beautiful
game. Don't put
the
score on my screen.
Well, if anything,
I don't want the score on my screen.
Three quarters of the size of the screen yesterday.
Did you see that?
No.
So yesterday on Nesson, I was like, I almost called the police. I turned it on, and it's on HD. I think now it's like only HD channels, right? Remember back in the day, you'd have like both options, you'd be on the wrong one.
Yeah, you can flip to standard def.
So now I think it's just HD, but I'm on the HD channel, and like the players looked like they were in beautiful high definition, but the scoreboard thing was all stretched out. It looked like it was in like standard def, and I was like going crazy. I was like, what even is this?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it really kind of, but then they fixed it like an inning later, right?
Yeah, it was jarring.
Well, I mean,
it was jarring.
They're on top of it in Nesson.
They're not.
They're on top of things.
Like, is this what I get for being a subscriber to your app?
Keith, how did we not get this?
I do not subscribe to the app.
How did we not get this?
What?
Maybe a ghost was hiding Marcelo Meyer's keys.
Possible.
He's had
interactions with him before.
He's right under our noses. How did we not come up with that?
That's true.
617-779-7937. Thank you. A little over a half hour from now, another chance to win tickets to the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran. At High Noon, we'll talk some Patriots coming up next. Plus, we got the Tier Tuesday, Cookout Foods at 11:30. Jam-packed Jones and Keith for you. We'll get to you next.